Well, it's January the 1st, 2026. This means that I have started my annual trip through the Bible once again. And of course, today I read the creation account in the first chapters of Genesis. And there was a phrase that captured my attention. And the phrase is this: "And God saw that it was good." This phrase and all of its forms is used 7 times in the very first chapter of the Bible, the last one being in verse 31, which says, "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good." This phrase shows me that God took pleasure in what he had created. He enjoyed what he created. His creation was a reflection of his power and his wisdom and his glory, and therefore it was very good to him. In this chapter, we also see that God created man in his image. Verse 27 of chapter 1 says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them." This tells me that we were created to reflect the glory of God, to reflect his likeness. It tells me that the Creator created us to be creative. He's given us the ability to be creative, and he's given us the capacity to enjoy what we create, to look on it and see that it is good. And I believe that he put the desire to be creative in every single one of us. You know, I've heard people say, "I'm just not creative." Well, if you are created in the image of God, and every man is, then you have the capacity to be creative and to enjoy that which you create. Now, it is true that you and I cannot create something from nothing like the Lord did, but nonetheless, we can take the abilities that God's given us and the opportunities with which he's blessed us and those elements with which he supplied us, and we can create things that didn't exist before. And when we do, we can look and say, "That is good." And just as God's creation brought him glory, so that the things that we create can also bring him pleasure and glory, since we ourselves are his creations. So as you think about 2026, how will you demonstrate your creativity? It may be through the arts, or maybe crafts, or writing, or music, or cooking, just to name a few. What are your interests? I encourage you to pursue creativity this year and enjoy it to the glory of our Creator. Well, I hope this meditation has been a blessing to you. And by the way, if you haven't yet chosen a plan for Bible intake this year, I encourage you to consider walking with us through the scriptures, with a group of us, by going to BibleReading.MeadowViewBaptist.org. Every day at that address, you will find that day's selection of scripture, consisting of a passage from the Old Testament, a passage from the New Testament, a passage from Psalms, and a passage from Proverbs. And it only takes about 20 minutes to read the day's selection. And when you do that, you'll read the entire Bible in a year. And if you decide to do that and you miss a day, don't try to go back and make it up. Just stay right on the day and proceed through the Bible. It's in a blog format, so you can read observations that others have made from that day's reading, as well as share your own observations. And if you do decide to use this plan, there's a place for you to register. And if you would do that, I would really appreciate it. I'd love to know that you're walking through the Bible with us. Once again, it is BibleReading.MeadowViewBaptist.org. Well, thanks for listening, and Happy New Year.